Blog Talk Radio.
Check this out. Check this out. This is DJ Sonic Gordy. This is Taino Radio. That's right. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's Wednesday. It's called the Indigenous Power Hour Activism Show. We're co-hosts there. Indy 41, but guess what? You know what this happens now? You know what happens now? Exactly. I don't have to say anything.
Hey, hi, hi, 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 hey, hi, hi
Northern Cree, thank you so much. That's our weekly song. But check this out. We have next up, we have Big River Cree, the honoring song, honoring the people, Jingle Dress Sidestep. Take it away, Big River Cree. Amazing song. Man, this is DJ Santa Cody. This is Taino Radio, sponsored by Arayeke Yukayek, Taino Sovereign Nation, coming to you every week. This is Wednesday. You know what that means? Yes, this is the Indigenous Power Hour Activism Show. And here's my hostess. Her name is Indy 41. Where are you? Are you there?
I am here. I am here. Thank you, Santa Cory, and thank you, relatives. Thanks for tuning in. We got a great guest tonight. I think we should just, you know, how you feeling? How was your week?
Man, it's been kind of crazy out here in New York City, Lenny Lenape territory. A little nutty, but, you know, school's starting soon with the kids and stuff. For some of them, they already started. So
yeah,
some optimism in the air as well.
Here.
Was that?
Uh-huh. It already started here.
Oh, where?
Yeah, we've
wow.
been in school since beginning of August.
Wow, look at that. But can I ask
yeah.
you something? Have any
What's
schools
that?
Closed down?
Not yet.
Not yet. Some have here. Some of the charter schools and stuff. You know, a lot of the younger people are getting sick out here. Gotta pray for those young people. Yeah, man. It's crazy.
I don't understand them with, you know, not, you know, masking up the little ones. You know?
Oh, word. That's true. Got the little ones walking around with no masks. Who's that?
And, you know, like, I don't like saying mandate, you know what I mean? But we got to do something for the little people.
Yeah, got to keep them alive and well.
Our future.
I know.
Our
future. Not good. Well, you know, today I was, I got a visit from a nurse. Came and visited me today in the office, and she was kind of, I believe I diagnosed her with PTSD because she's an emergency room nurse. And people are still dying of COVID, and she just couldn't take it anymore. So, you know, I wrote a letter on her behalf, get a little break, you know, mental health break. But it's not easy to see people die every day. Come in, and they come out.
Yeah.
Straight to the morgue. So guess what? I want to dedicate a song to all those families who have lost loved ones. There's only one way only one thing we can really do at that point, both for the deceased and for family members, is look up to the Creator, Creatress, and ask for those blessings. Courage. I say courage.
Dice mi mamá, porque tiene una onda en su naquia. मगर एक दिन असुल नहर जापको कर रखो आकिया मगर एक दिन इन्ह हम जावन हिरतीन बुका कन कोई यूँ न सकेरिया अवुबुनिया किया कोकों वाओ को चतिनो लुंजा अवुबुनि मरे को तीना लू अलग तबे सोहुनि कोकोने वाओ को जा अवुबुनि मुमा की एरीर वेरो को रेकनो जा अवुबुनि अबे अपोरिमु अरियं कलिहर अजा अवुनि नाहोने मितानो नाजो बका बुकोतो
Very, very nice. Yo, DJ Santa Cory, are you there? Hello.
Whoa, whoa, check it out. Spooky Loser Round. The studio went blank for a minute. but I'm here.
I'm glad. I'm so glad.
Those men in black and women in black. No, I doubt there's women in black. We'll see those men in black. But so what's going on? Great song, creator, creatress.
It is.
It's written by this native woman. Her name is Indy 41. There you go.
So
I have to sign her up for Tangmo Radio. What you think? Give the approval?
Yeah. So do you got a rundown of our listeners? Let everybody know.
Oh my Lord. Yes.
Or,
check this out.
Little bell.
You know what? I'm gonna start. I always start in far east. This time I'll start far north. We got the great nation, great indigenous nations, the nation of Canada. Awesome, man. Day in and day out, they're with us. Special prayer out to the Ojibwe warrior, Matt, who's fighting a serious illness, but he's making a comeback. So Matt is a listener of Faino Radio, a good friend of Spooky Lou, so we pray for Matt. And check this out, always. We got Turtle Island always tuning in. All you First Nations out there, thank you for tuning in. All you American citizens as well, I know who you are. Thank you for tuning in. And we have Mexico, that's right, Mexico, part of Turtle Island for thousands of years, way up to California, all the way up to Texas, Arizona, those four corners, New Mexico. There's a clue, huh? New Mexico. It was always Mexica land. Nothing new about it. It's ancient. And then we have the Caribbean. We got Borinquen. 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 That's right. We got some special people that have been tuning in from Borinquen. Let's hear from them. Borinquen. Here you go. That's the tree frog, Bokoki. It lives in Borinquen only. They try to breed it up in the different islands, but it did not work. They die when they leave Puerto Rico, Borinquen, which is the indigenous name. Turn of the century, going to the 20th century, a bunch of farmers, indigenous farmers, went to Hawaii to farm, special program, and they brought the koki with them. The koki right now is in Hawaii, the only place it can survive outside of Borinquen. And the reason why is if there's a Boricua, there's a Taino Boricua, there's a koki. There you go. But they don't survive in New York. Dominican Republic, Quisqueya La Bella, been with us. Jamaica's been with us. All right. And then we have Colombia, one of the homelands. And we have Argentina's been with us for a long time now. In Europe, we got a whole bunch of places. We got Ireland, United Kingdom. We got Italy. In Africa, we have Morocco, Nigeria. Then we have Norway. Right, we have Finland, the Netherlands. There's a lot of good, cool places, you know. Russia's been with us since day one. A whole bunch of indigenous peoples all over. Then we got New Zealand, the Maori people, there you go. We got Australia, Japan, believe it or not, there you go. And Germany, how can I forget Germany? Portugal is definitely in the house for a long time. I see the statistics every week, and this is amazing. So I'd like to thank all the listeners that are tuning in, Taino Radio, day in and day out, all our different shows. That is amazing. 4-1, are you there? Are you there, 4-1?
Yes, I'm here.
Check it out.
I'm here.
I got, you know, I mentioned. What's that?
Is there someone on the line?
Wait up. Let's see. You know how my studio panel is sometimes? It gets frozen. It's haunted.
It was just frozen. Yeah, it was.
Okay, hold on a second. There we go. All right, that's it. We got our next guest. I'm going to connect them now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Introducer 41, who's our guest for this week?
Well, we've got Brenda G. Precious. Are you there, sister?
I'm here. How's it going, everybody?
Oh,
it's going.
Awesome. Chevity, thank you for being on Taino Radio. Thank you for taking the time. Awesome.
Yes, yes.
That is great. And, you know, every week we've been having some great people on, and this is cool. This is really cool. So,
it is.
Yeah, take
and,
it away, 41.
Well, I was just going to ask you, Brenda, where are you? We talked earlier, and your time zone changed. So where are you at?
Yes. I am actually in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I am representing the Rio Grande Heat, which is my women's football team, also
yeah.
representing the state of New Mexico in the USA All-Star Patriot Games this upcoming weekend, which will be honoring 9/11.
Sure. What position do you play?
I am a defensive end.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Wait a
yeah,
minute, defensive end, that's the one that protects the quarterback? Oh.
Actually, the one who attacks the
that's
offensive
right.
line there, yeah.
What,
we're
what am I thinking
considered
of?
Headhunters, yes.
That's right, so you are a hen. Oh, my God, I feel sorry for that quarterback. Oh, man.
So she got some speed and got some good blocking, wow. How did you get involved?
You
got to
be fast.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You got to be real quick. How did you get involved with that?
I've actually been playing football, women's football, for several years now. And I actually went from being a player to being a co-owner of my team as well. So I kind of handle a little bit of everything, the whole business aspect, as well as playing on the team. So definitely
right.
been an experience.
Wow. Right.
Good for you.
I wanted you to, you know, kind of tell us a little bit about yourself. I didn't mean to, you know, go from that aspect of it, but, you know what I mean? I want to know where you was just because, you know, like I said, your time zone had changed on us and or on you. And, you know, I was just curious, you know, where, you know, that had them travels had landed you. And
yes, definitely. It's definitely a change for me being way out here in South Carolina, it's a two-hour difference from New Mexico, so trying to stay awake out here is going to be difficult. Mm-hmm. Waking up is going to be the biggest challenge, I think.
So,
wow,
okay,
yeah.
So that's a little bit about Brenda, the athlete, the co-owner, you know, or entrepreneur. What other part of Brenda do you want to share with us before we get up to the music?
Well, in my, my professional life, I actually work for the Pueblo of Tisuki. I'm the director of realty, so I oversee about 17,900 acres for the Pueblo. And I have a philosophy where I don't say no when it comes to, you know, anything that will work towards my educational aspect. I'm always trying to learn something. I always want to find something that's going to benefit my people, you know, everybody around me. And so a couple years ago, I decided that I was going to go to law school through the University of Oklahoma, OU. I got to cheer on my boomers, my boomer Sooners. And So I got my master's in Indigenous Peoples Law, and I just have a philosophy of never stopping to learn. You know, anything that I can do to better myself and my people.
That is amazing. Congratulations on that one. We got another law.
Yeah, definitely. And what I was going to say is, you know, there's nothing wrong with learning. You know, I did a lot of learning and I'm still learning now. You know what I mean? But it seems like if you're not learning something new every day, it almost feels like your growth kit's done it. You know?
Yes.
And
yes.
You know what I mean? And I don't know if I'm just, you know, maybe I like that environment, you know, but I'm, you know, I'd rather remain at that student, you know, as a student, you know, I don't think, you know, I would really want to step into the teacher role quite yet. You know, I feel like I don't know enough yet. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm still in my, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I feel
definitely.
Like I'm still growing. I'm, you know, so it's, you know, that's great because, you know, I was the first college graduate in my family.
You were what?
The first college graduate? Oh, I said college graduate. Did you hear me?
Oh, that's what you said because you got cut off. You got cut off for a second. Say that again.
I said I personally was the first college graduate in my family.
Oh, nice.
Yes,
congratulations.
Amazing.
You know, but, I mean, we've existed, you know, and, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, that's a bad thing, you know what I mean, because it's not. You know, I come from very intelligent people, but I think we were more – we prescribe more towards a traditional way of life. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And, you know, it isn't about book smarts or, you know, even that organizational process because, you know, a lot of that time was spent just surviving. You know what I mean? Sure. You're a residential school survivor. Santa Cruz is I think he's a residential school student, but I'm just playing Santa Cruz. it's a little bit different for our people than, you know, what society, Western society, the masses believing, you know what I mean? And what else do you want to share with us? Tell us about your tribe.
Definitely. I come from Okeowinge, which is, when translated into English, means village of the strong. And so I come from the village of the strong. I'm the second of 8 children. Was raised by my grandmother, going back to, you know, your little talk there about, you know, being a first generation within your family to graduate from, you know, college, you know, I was one of the first to graduate high school, you know, within my family. You know, my grandmother only went to the 8th grade. You know, and so that was one of the biggest things that she instilled in me was to, you know, get an education. And, you know, but not only that, you know, she taught me, you know, our traditional way of life, you know, our language, you know, our dances, our tradition, you know, she really stressed that, you know, in instilling those values, you know, into my life as well, you know, and making sure that she prepared me mentally, you know, in all aspects of life, you know, not just saying, you know, work hard and, you know, do this so that you're, you know, more valuable, you know, not only to our people, but to everyone year round, you know. And so I'm very grateful, you know, to my grandmother for that, you know, for teaching me those things, you know, about our traditional way of life and, you know, preparing me in that way, you know, to be of benefit to, you know, our people. But coming from Okeawinge, we've probably got a membership of about maybe about 3,600 people. We're one of the biggest tribes in the 8 northern Indian pueblos. And you know, New Mexico, you know, has a total of 21 tribes, all federal, some federally recognized, some state recognized.
Nice. That's beautiful. For one, I got to take the opportunity to share something, okay? Before we get into the music part. You know, Taino Radio is sponsored by Arayeke Yukayek, Taino Sovereign Nation, you know, and we have many members. Most of our members live in the United States, and we have members in, you know, the islands as well. And we consider ourselves a sovereign nation. We don't follow the rules of government, whatever. We have our own government. Now, because we're all scattered throughout the United States, we soon, very soon, we're going to settle a piece of land, 2.5 acres, as a center spot for all of us to come meet for prayer and meet for ceremony and socials. At least once a year, twice a year, maybe, if we're lucky. But guess what? It's in New Mexico.
Oh, wow.
It's off Belen. Do you know Belen, New Mexico?
Yes, Belen.
Belen, there you go. And all the invaders, the Spanish invaders, did some harm in that area, just like they did in the islands. But we got some little piece of land there, 2.5 acres. So I would love if we can get together one day, and you know, we wanna ask the tribal people there to help us, so we can make a connection there. That's all your land, you know. We can share it, huh?
Yes, definitely.
So maybe it's in the middle of nowhere though. In the map, it's like in the middle of nowhere. And it's facing those mountains.
Do you want me to share with her what we found?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Tell her.
Okay.
Tell her.
Okay. So, you know, I was, you know, because it's so close to
Petroglyphs.
Yes. Petroglyphs. What was it? Like about 20 miles away from the coordinates of
it's
his.
Like, it's like 20 minutes car ride from Petroglyph Park. It's like 20-minute drive. Uh-huh.
I had asked him to share the exact coordinates with me, you know, and so I put them in Google, and it was just the saddest thing because it showed about five discoveries of indigenous women.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
That little area, and I was just going to say, are you familiar with any stories in that area? You know, that Belen, is that how you say that?
Belen?
Is that something common in that area?
Not that I am aware of. I do know that, you know, New Mexico probably has one of the highest rates of missing and murdered indigenous relatives.
That's it, yep.
And, yeah. You know, it's just so sad in how, you know, all these years, you know, there was no tracking, you know, of how many women, how many of our relatives have have gone missing. I mean, there's no true number. You know, it's only been recently that, you know, they've started, you know, bringing names, you know, to those that have gone missing. And, you know, I'm just praying that, you know, we can get, you know, some better resources, you know, better task force,
right,
better tracing, you know, through law enforcement, and, you know, hoping that, you know, the group created by the Secretary Holland, you know, that, you know, things can start moving in that way, you know, to where we,
wow,
we can bring more awareness, more, you know, education to our people, you know, not just in New Mexico, but, you know, in all states, you know.
Wow, that's amazing. That's horrible. Yeah, there was some bodies found up in the mountains there.
Yes.
Not too far.
Yes. And they have been
ahead
there, you know, they,
mm-hmm,
they just have no timeline as to how long that's been, you know, taking place.
Oh, wow. It's a lot of,
well, that's
barren land,
yeah,
there, right?
Yes.
Oh, man. Well, there you go. Well, one day, hopefully, we'll hook up.
Yes.
Do some ceremonies
out there.
What I'm
saying is, it's just, you know, that's also, you know, the reality of, you know, the dangers that we face every day being Indigenous, whether it's, you know, male or female child, you know,
yes,
because I come where I'm, you know, speaking from, I'm in Nebraska, and I took that fight to Nebraska Senate, and I placed my granddaughter in front of those senators, you know what I mean? Because here's the sad part is we were one of those six states that didn't have, you know, any record. But here's the even more, you know, startling fact is that more men and boys go missing in this neck of the woods.
Wow.
And, yes. And so, you know, not only that, but it shows you that the Violence Against Women's Act, it doesn't help the Indigenous that is off of federal land. Because if the Women's Against Violence Act covered us, we wouldn't have had to go after these. You know, here in Nebraska, it was LB 154. And that was just to begin the tracking. That wasn't actually, you know, because, you know, we want to talk about, you know, law. I mean, there is no law that states that they have to go after predators off of federal land.
Right.
And there's people, they're so astonished when I speak the truth, you know, when I tell them, you know, oh no, no. And as long as we don't know who it is, you know, on federal land, they don't have to go after them either. You know, and it's, like I said, and the Women's Against Violence Act still waiting to get signed back into motion, you know, being active again. You
yeah.
know, so we're out here, you know, you know, as always, I mean, but it begins with us, you know what I mean? It starts with us. And, you know, we need to get out there and check on our own. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a lot of times that we, you know, we'll space off a relative because of, you know, maybe their habits or their choices, and we can't, not. I mean, if it, you know what I mean? It's real serious, you know. And what's even worse is most of it is domestic. It's our own.
Yes. Homegrown violence.
You know, and not. Yes, and that's the part that nobody wants to talk about. Yes, pipeline or any precious metals or anything being, you know, a value, oil, whatever. Yes. Yeah, we got gangs. Yeah, yeah, we've been, you know, reservation hoppers, we'll refer to it as, drugs, sex trafficking, but that part about the domestic, see, those are the ones that usually don't get found, you know, because nobody said something. They knew something, but they didn't speak up. You know what I'm saying? So that's, again, it starts with us, and that's, you know, your advocacy. Let's talk about your advocacy real quick before we jump into one of your songs.
So a lot of the advocacy work, you know, that I do a lot of work, you know, with school-age children, you know, just educating them, you know, basically taking them through, you know, my life using my music as a guide. You know, I go into schools, advocate, you know, against, you know, bullying, you know, talk to kids about good touch, bad touch, you know, works in regards to, you know, domestic violence, you know, drugs, alcohol abuse, you know, depression. I even go, you know, talk with elders, you know, regarding Alzheimer's, dementia, diabetes, you know, just touching on, you know, a lot of the topics that are uncomfortable, you know, a lot of topics that, you know, some of these kids may not be, you know, exposed to, you know, in school, but they deal with it in real life. You know, there's so many things that, you know, a lot of kids don't go home to a happy home. They don't go home to a loving home. You know, they don't go home, you know, to mom and dad. They might go home to their grandparents. You know, they might go home to an aunt and uncle. Some of these kids are being raised, you know, by, you know, foster parents. You know, I try to touch on, you know, as many topics as possible, you know, and a lot of the topics that I speak on, you know, are personal experiences for myself, you know, something that I've been through, something that, you know, I've dealt with in my life. And so, you know, my personal life relates a lot to my music. You know, everything you hear in my music is probably a life experience. And, you know, I think that's one thing that a lot of people can relate to, you know.
Why don't you go ahead and, you know, introduce one of those songs.
Okay, very cool. Let's look at this one. How about this?
Tell us about this
first
one.
First thing
Britta.
That came up. How about Rise?
Rise. Rise actually is really personal to me, just being, you know, a Native American woman, you know, growing up on, you know, my reservation, you know, a lot of what I see around me, you know, has to do with the oppression of women, you know, women's voices being hushed, you know, just not seeing, you know, our young men, you know, stepping up as fathers, you know, stepping up as the warriors, the protectors of the people, you know, and that's where this song came from, you know, was talking about how our young women are having to take on an even bigger role in life, you know, because we're losing a lot of our young men, you know, to drugs, to alcohol, you know, just domestic violence, the whole nine yards. And so that's where this song came from, Rise.
Awesome.
Calling on
my
people.
Okay, I'm wiping off the record here. Let's get ready.
Make sure you dust it.
Nice and shiny. Nice and shiny, this vinyl. Let's go for it.
I'm gonna sit here and take this time to write down the troubles and relieve my mind. I know many of you feel like me, wondering what happened to freedom of speech. Living in a world dominated by men, Indian women living in a world of oppression. Sometimes it feels like a third world country, starving for freedom, food for the hungry. Our soldiers overseas fighting the war. We got a war here, America, look out your back door. I know when this song hits the fans, I'll probably get banned, denied by the man. Thinking of all the soldiers, my Indian women were the new tribal warriors. Children in one arm, in the other, got a job and education on our back to carry the Indian nation. I look at my life, I had strong Indian women. I know I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. I stand tall and I won't back down. From no man and no fight, I'll stand my ground. Paint my face and give me a bow for my people. I will give my soul. It don't matter to me if I stand alone. In the end, the truth will be shown. You'll see it in my eyes. I never lie. I'll stay true to myself till the day I die. You know that I know you're hearing me. Every single day you show your fear of me. And we rise. Rise. Children, take a good look around. Don't let anybody put you down. This world is full of jealousy and hate. Know the real and be wary of the fake. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Just know in your circle there's always a poser. The system is corrupt, people passing judgment. The sad thing is the same passing punishment. If you're different and got a mind of your own, you ain't a puppet or a mind to control. They'll do whatever, make you an outcast, lie about you and put your life on blast. I'm living proof, take a good look at me. The Pueblo Revolt of 2014, my native warriors, it's time for a change. Take a stand in your future. Future engage. And we rise. Indian women and children, rise.
That's what I'm talking about.
Woo, yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Some beautiful lyrics.
Nice.
Wow.
Really nice. That's real, I don't know, I'm feeling kind of powerful right now, as if I don't always feel powerful, but you know what I mean? I like that.
Yes.
That's very inspiring, very motivating, you know what I mean? And it is, you know, we spoke a little earlier and, you know, I have nothing but gratitude for Taino Radio and Mr. Santa Cory sharing, you know, this platform, you know, and, you know, this is dedicated to, you know, our missing and murdered relatives, you know, our sisters, mm-hmm. You know, and that just stepping up to, and sharing this and, you know, so we need our men to protect us. We need, them to call their spirit back because I think that's a real, I think that's what we're missing. As you know, we can do all this, make all these claims to land back, water back, ceremony bundles, but we gotta call that spirit back. You know, and unfortunately, you know, one of the residual effects of colonization is dependency, and I'm not just talking about for substances. I'm not talking about, you know, of the flesh. I'm also talking about that part about that dependency created from being told who, what to think, what to do, what to say, you know? And so some of us, you know, have, you know, we've got complacent. It's okay. We're all right with being told what to do and how to do it and when to, you know, and I just, I don't know, you know, I come from very strong women, you know, very, very strong women. And so I don't know, you know what I mean? I don't know that part of it because they all want to, you know, they're all tough stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, but then I got, you know, I mean, I'm 5'9", you know what I mean? And my grandmothers are, and my mother, and they're all like 5 foot, you know what I mean? They all think I'm the big tall ones, you know what I mean? And you know, so, but then I've got brothers, you know, and my brothers, it, I tell you what, that, you know, everything that we have been oppressed by or we've been, you know, every genocidal attempt, you know, kill the Indian, save the man, the boarding schools, the job relocation, Indian relocation, reservations, you know, I mean, all of that, you know. Of course, it hit our men the hardest. And, you know, it's, we can't have and state those claims and move further if we don't have some healing, you know, and I believe that healing begins with one, accountability, but it's calling that spirit back.
That's right.
You know, and I think that we need to remember who we are. And a lot of that was lost, you know, in those attempts. It's, I don't know how, I mean, I heard you speak, you know, about your upbringing and your grandma was good to pass on those teachings. But, you know, it wasn't like that in my family. You know, my family has said in the past that I brought Indian back, you know. And, but a lot, we don't know our traditional ways. We don't even know our language, you know? And I don't know. I think that we can't progress if we don't have, you know, who we are, you know?
That's right.
Or remembering who we are, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that we can't progress without working together as a people. You know, that's men, women, children, everybody working together to, you know, make our people stronger, you know, make our voices louder. You know, it can't be done by just the men. It can't be done by just the women. It takes all of us, you know. It takes all of us to balance, you know, men and women, but we can't do it without working together. And right now, that's just not happening. You know, a lot of women are being hushed, you know, and the men who are sitting in leadership roles, you know, they feel like, you know, they're the only ones who know, you know, what's going on or what's best for the people, when truly, as women, you know, we're the mothers, we're the caretakers, you know, we're the givers of life, you know. And a lot of that is just being, you know, pushed down, and that's just not our way of life. You know, it's going to take all of us.
That's right.
Well, you know, that dominance, you know, we've talked about this a little bit. It's impeding the medicine. It's impeding the healing women bring to the table, or that guidance, you know what I mean? That is necessary, you know, and the leadership of men has fallen, or has always been patriarch, you know, and I'm Lakota, I'm Chitangu Lakota, and, you know, we had just as dual in strength roles. Sometimes, you know, as, you know, whatever, the oppression has gone on, whatever, the roles did change and women were the more domineering, but that was a forced, you know, thing, you know, position that we had to take, you know what I mean? And, you know, I don't know. I think, you know, we had Kristen McCain on not too long ago and love that sister. You know, she's out of Canada and, you know, she always talks about bringing her 10,000 grandmothers when she, you know, when she does her thing. And when she wakes up in the morning, when she does her daily walk, you know, whatever, you know. That's the solidarity that I'm, you know, that has to take place. You know, of course, there's strength in numbers, but then when you bring and add, you know, 10,000 grandmothers in addition, you know, it only makes that solidarity even stronger.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. You know, I want to share something. I never forgot this. It was the first time I went to a ceremony with the ayahuasca ceremony in South America. It was a Brazilian medicine person that was leading it. And I was maybe 3 hours into the ceremony. And three women came to me in my vision, you know, in my what I was experiencing. And it seems like these women were in my maternal line, way back, the ancient times, and they told me, we're going to take care of you. We've been taking care of you, but now you need some extra help. And it felt like they were just, like, taking all this toxic stuff out of me. You know, I felt like a baby again. It was so incredible. But I remember it was three women, different generation kind of women. And I never forgot that. So it was like, wow, man, that's where we first experience healing, right? I guess through that maternal line, you know, we first find healing. And in the Taino tradition, the first medicine person was a woman, Wabonito. So, wow, it's bringing up a lot of memories there, what you guys are talking about. So I got another song here. Huh?
Yeah. That's what I was just going to ask her. What else did she bring?
Hold on a second. Again. Hold on a second. What's going on? Oh, here we go. I found it. Okay. This is a nice one. It's called Coming Home. You want to share something about that? Coming Home?
Yes. Coming Home, Grandmama. I wrote this song for my grandmother. You know, just a lot of memories, you know, that have come back, you know, throughout my journey since my grandmother's passing, you know, graduating from college and, you know, making my way, you know, as a, you know, hip-hop artist and, you know, winning awards and, you know, just making my name, making my mark in the world. You know, I was like, you know, I hope I make you proud, Grandma. You know, I know you're watching over me, you know, I know that, you know, your prayer is everything, you know, she continues to guide me through life. And so this was just, you know, my tribute to my grandmother.
Look at that, man. We're just talking about that. Okay, cool. This is it.
Sometimes you gotta hit the ground running. Grandmama. I miss those days when I could call you up and say, put the coffee on, I'm on my way. I'm not feeling my very best. I need to get things off of my chest. You tell me to sit down, say, baby, what's wrong? I tell you about my life, you always had the best advice. Told me to work hard and get an education. Never let down my guard, get a good occupation. Stay out of trouble, make lots of money, so I won't struggle when I would laugh. You'd say, I'm not being funny, I'm telling you the truth. Look at my life, you need more proof. I only went to the eighth grade, worked night and day so I could get paid. Life was a struggle, but I made it. Look at my family, I wouldn't trade it. All my grandbaby, you are my pride. I could see the happiness in your eyes. Always told me the truth, you never lied. Tore my heart from my chest the day you died. When I was little, you'd hold me tight and tell me everything would be alright. Go out and make the best of your life. For you, grandmama, I'ma do it right. Sometimes you gotta hit the ground running, even though there's nowhere to go. Wish I could make that call. Grandmama, I'm coming home. Sometimes you gotta hit the ground running, even though there's nowhere to go. Wish I could make that call. Grandmama, I'm coming home. It's been 8 years, but I still break down in tears. I miss you every day, wonder if you see me. I'm making my way, you believe in me. I'm working hard on my dreams, life isn't easy. It's harder than it seems, I thank you for pushing me. Giving me what I needed to succeed. You built my wings, so I could fly free. You love me, grandmama, unconditionally. You're everything I wanna be, and I know you're watching over me. Your prayers continue to guide me. When things get hard, you stand beside me. Even though you're gone, I feel your presence. I know now you tried to teach me life's lessons. Take my hands and lead me through. I thank God every day for you. Sometimes you gotta hit the ground running, even though there's nowhere to go. Wish I could make that call. Grandmama, I'm coming home. Yeah. Put the coffee on.
Wow, that's some beautiful lyrics there. Wow. Talking about that. That's incredible. What do you think, 4-1?
I like them both. I really do. The first one, you already know me, Son Corey. I'm ready to do some things, burn some shit down to the ground. You know what I mean? So, well, you know, Rise is very... Rise is very, you know, empowering. And even this, you know what I mean? It made me think about my grandmothers, you know? And like I said, they were tough stuff, you know? And I am... you know, have nothing but, you know, mad love for them. And, you know, how you honored your grandmother. And they're both very nice. I really like it.
You can tell it's very maternal. Like, I don't know, it's just, oof, it's good stuff, man. Brent, I got a question. You were featured in a Taino song, The Children of the Sun. Can you talk a little bit about that before?
It was a collaboration with Blanca, Earth Spirit, mm-hmm. Poets Ocean. And she came to me pretty much, you know, just reached out and, you know, said that she had a song that, you know, she wanted to feature me on and work with me. And I was like totally gung-ho, you know. I was like, let's do this, you know, and... so she sent over the beat, you know, kind of gave me the vibe she was, you know, feeling, you know, pretty much just, you know, told me to just put my creativity into it, you know, whatever came to my mind. And it's like the minute the beat dropped, it was like, you know, I just felt this vibe of just, you know, heart healthy, you know, promoting a healthy lifestyle for our people, you know. Get our people moving, because that beat is just really, you know, really moving.
Yeah, wow. Is she from New Mexico?
She's actually, I think she comes from the Taino Nation.
From the islands? Like one of the islands, Caribbean? Or?
Yes. I'm not sure which island she comes from, but
okay.
She definitely represents the people there, yes.
Wow, that's interesting. It's interesting because our Taino roots, definitely, you know, we were invaded by the same people, the Spaniards, you know, who went up to New Mexico. Well, that's it. They changed the name, right? To New Mexico. What is that all about, right? Jeez.
Yeah.
So we share that history.
Yeah. Well, my tribe, you know, when the Spaniards came, they originally named our pueblo, which was the first capital of New Mexico, the first capital of the United States, basically. They named it San Juan de los Caballeros. You know, and when our pueblo, you know, probably maybe 20 plus years ago, decided to go back to our traditional name, which was, you know, as I explained earlier, Okeowingue, Village of the Strong. And so we no longer go by San Juan Pueblo.
That's great. That is great. Wow, it's amazing, man. I know in our homeland is Puerto Rico. People know it as, but we're going back to our original name, Borinquen. More and more people are saying that. Yo soy Boricua. I am Boricua. People are Borinquen, you know. So it's all great, man. We all got to unify, right? That's it. And you did it right there,
yeah.
Oblanca. So, wow, that's some good stuff. That's some good stuff. Man, we ran out of time. We went over time, like always. We're going to get some natives together. Forget about it. We're going to all night long, right? We got the – well, any final words you want to share, Brenda? Be precious, right?
Yes, be precious. I would just there say, you know, our people definitely, you know, we just need to unify. We need to come together,
right,
you know, and start strengthening our people, you know, build up our women, build up our children, you know, because it's going to be our children that lead us into the future, you know, that lead our people into the future. And if we don't, you know, give them the proper tools, you know, what are they going to do? You know, what's going to become of our people if we don't teach our children?
Oh, man, that's it. Wow, that's it. That's some great words. Hey, you think you can help this Taino Nation clear some land over there in New Mexico? Is it in Belen or Valencia? Is that the same? Is it close by? I always get confused with the paperwork. Some of it says Valencia, another says Belen. Belen?
Yeah, I think Belen is located in Valencia County, if I'm not mistaken. I'd have
that's
to
it.
Look
that's
it
the
up.
County.
Yeah,
Valencia County. The paperwork is Valencia. Yeah, Valencia County. And then the town is Belen, whatever? Or okay.
Yeah.
It's by the Rio Grande. It's by the Rio Grande, yeah. So,
yes, the Rio Grande River, yeah.
Look at that, man. That is so cool. Well, I'm going to let you know ahead of time when we get out there.
That'll be awesome.
4-1. 4-1 got to hitch a ride, too, to meet us up. What's up? A little concert out there.
You know I'm coming. You already know.
But you know what's crazy? Brenda, let me ask you. I was doing some research on the land. They said there's like 4 kinds of rattlesnakes, and the bears come out at in the wintertime. I'm like, what? Got rattlesnakes and bears. Oh, man.
Yep. Be prepared.
Is that true with the rattlesnakes? Oh, man.
It's true, but I don't think, you know, it's very rare to see rattlesnakes unless you're, like, out in the middle of, you know, nowhere. I mean, they really won't, you know, come out like, you know, just out in the open and stuff like that. So, but if your land is, you know, untouched land, you know, I'm pretty sure there's quite a few just hanging around out there.
Yes, man. Yeah, I show 4-1 the map, and it was like, there's nothing there. I was like, oh, man, those rattlesnakes aren't going to be happy when we show up.
Yeah,
a rattlesnake farm, right?
Especially when you start clearing the land, yeah, they're going to have a field day.
Well, 4-1, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to harvest some rattlesnakes. How about that?
How about that? How about that?
I don't think anyone's gonna buy it, but
Or start bottling your own anti-venom. One of them.
That's it, right? Oh my god.
You know. Sister Brenda, thank you. Thank you you know, speaking with with our listeners and taking this time, and you know, you're very inspirational and very motivated.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets hard to, you know, sometimes the suffering just gets, it takes hope away. It takes, you know, that self, you know, I so much for staying motivated, for being the advocate that you are, for, you know, even your, you know, entrepreneurship and, you know, your contribution to indigenous hip hop, you know, because, you know, there's a difference between indigenous hip hop and, you know, someone indigenous doing hip hop, you know, and, you know, my definition of indigenous rap or hip hop is, you know, it's, we don't have the guns pointing at each other, or, you know what I mean? It's towards a betterment. It's towards enrichment. It's in, you know, it's encouraging. It's motivating, you know, it's not trying to tear someone down, you know, or, you know, it just doesn't have that much ego in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I, you know, I thank you for, you know, holding yourself, you know, and representing yourself too, you know, because I know there are plenty of younger people, and even probably, you know, I mean, your peers, you know, as well. You know, I'm a little bit older than you, not that much older, by the way, maybe like 2 years, maybe you graduated under me. But, you know, that's a tough role, you know, sometimes, especially, you know, when it comes, you know, down to your surroundings, you know, not having those examples to mirror. And I'm glad, you know, that you came to visit us and share your story and share your music, because, you know, those are two really great songs, you know. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and definitely. And, you know, the way I like to tell people is, you know, we're not just, you know, indigenous, you know, native hip-hop artists, you know, or, you know, country, you know, native country, or, you know, whatever genre of music we're doing, you know, we are actually the new age storytellers of our time. You know, we're sharing our stories through music, and it's just a whole new way of reaching the younger generations coming up behind us. You know, our kids are more influenced by music, you know, by creative thoughts, and, you know, we can use our music to reach our kids and build them up.
Mm-hmm.
New
That's
age
it.
Storytellers.
That's beautiful. And your tribe, once again, is called, the nation is Oke Owinge?
Yes, Oke Owinge.
It's the people, say it again, I'm sorry, the meaning?
Village of the Strong.
Village of the Strong. There you go, I like that, Village of the Strong. And also the village that creates, that produces strong defensive ends. How about that one? That's right. You started a tradition there. That's the strong defensive ends. There you go. Well, good luck with your football team. You got to win the title, man. That's it. Yeah, that's great, man. I hope we go a long way with that. Have some good time there in South Carolina. So I'm going to end the show with that Rise song. I love it. You know, Ara Yeke. Our tribal name means the people rise. So I'm going to finish it with that song, okay? Rise. All right?
Beautiful.
4-1. Brenda, it's been real. I'm gonna eventually put this on YouTube and I'll send it to you. And 4-1,
awesome.
Like always. Definitely, man. 4-1, like always. We did it. So let's end it with Rise.
I'm gonna sit here and take this time to write down the troubles and relieve my mind. I know many of you feel like me, wondering what happened to freedom of speech. Living in a world dominated by men, Indian women living in a world of oppression. Sometimes it feels like a third world country, starving for freedom, food for the hungry. Our soldiers overseas fighting the war. We got a war here, America, look out your back door. I know when this song hits the fans, I'll probably get banned, denied by the man. And we rise. Thinking of all the soldiers, my Indian women, we're the new tribal warriors. Children in one arm, in the other, got a job and education on our back to carry the Indian nation. I look at my life, I had strong Indian women. I know I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. I stand tall, and I won't back down. From no man and no fight, I'll stand my ground. Paint my face and give me a bow for my people. I will give my soul. It don't matter to me if I stand alone. In the end, the truth will be shown. You'll see it in my eyes. I never lie. I'll stay true to myself till the day I die. You know that I know you're hearing me. Every single day you show your fear of me. And we rise. Rise. Children, take a good look around. Don't let anybody put you down. This world is full of jealousy and hate. Know the real and be wary of the fake. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Just know in your circle there's always a poser. The system is corrupt, people passing judgment. The sad thing is the same passing punishment. If you're different and got a mind of your own, you ain't a puppet or a mind to control. They'll do whatever, make you an outcast, lie about you and put your life on blast. I'm living proof, take a good look at me. The Pueblo Revolt of 2014, my native warriors, it's time for a change. Take a stand in your future. Engage. And we rise.
My Indian women and children, rise.